My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. and for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy.
But New Chapter's herbs are so concentrated that we do recommend taking them with meals. And not because they're not safe on an empty stomach, but if you were to take one of our ginger capsules on an empty stomach, not everyone is used to these spicy herbs, you know, like the ginger or turmeric, and they can create a warming in the belly that if you're not accustomed to eating spicy foods and you have that warming in the belly and maybe you get a little, a little burp and you're worried something's wrong. And so we just try to be really careful in our recommendations on the labels that, you know, we're recommending an appropriate way to take it that applies to everyone across the board. That said, I do take my ginger oftentimes on an empty stomach. It doesn't bother me, but we do recommend it on the label to take it with food.
I've done it with my protein smoothie, too, and it's fine.
Yeah, it's everybody's body is different. Everybody's digestive system is different. So it really just depends on your individual constitution.
So let's go to the next herb, because, I mean, these are also things that work together very much in synergism, is turmeric. It is really hard to turn around today and not find an article or something out there. And, of course, you know, a couple of years ago when we first started talking about turmeric, nobody knew what it was. And I think there's still a lot of confusion out there on turmeric. The Turmeric Force has done really well. It's been a very consistent product, and I know people really like it.
Yes, turmeric in general has grown so much in popularity. I think the numbers, you know, over 200 U.S. institutions are studying turmeric today. You know, a lot of people think of turmeric in Indian cultures. I love to point out that many different Asian cultures actually integrate turmeric into their diet. In Japan, for example, in Okinawa, Japan, they drink a turmeric tea. You know, and it's interesting when you look at the challenges we have in this country. You know, we're number 31 of the healthiest life expectancy of any other country in the world in the United States. And, you know, areas like Japan specifically, they're number one healthiest life expectancy. And a lot of the reason why we see these cultures, you know, they have just as much pollution as we do. They have just as many lifestyle challenges, and, you know, they smoke and they don't always eat great food. But they do eat certain beneficial foods, and they integrate herbs and spices into their diets regularly. And turmeric and ginger are two of those that the Japanese, in addition to green tea, of course, do consistently. And turmeric is one of the most powerful herbs for, you know, not just inflammation. Interestingly, the science actually is that ginger outperforms turmeric when it comes specifically to pain and inflammation. But turmeric is one of the most powerful herbs for helping the liver detoxify from environmental pollutants. It's been found especially to detoxify BPA from plastics, BPH from plastics, a compound called benzoapyrene, which is an airborne pollutant. Anytime you have car exhaust, or, you know, if you smoke cigarettes, or even charcoal broiled meat, all have this carcinogen called benzoapyrene. And the research shows that turmeric can actually eliminate that from our bodies. Not to mention, it's incredibly beneficial for cholesterol, both raising good cholesterol, lowering bad cholesterol. It's a great tonic for the skin. I mean, really, every single body system that you can think of, turmeric has incredible benefits for. And it's, again, taken every single day. This is why people in India, you know, are purported not to have Alzheimer's disease, because turmeric is also great for the brain. So these herbs really should be integrated as much as possible every day. New Chapter concentrates our herbs because we recognize that by the time people are looking for these, oftentimes they're already in a state of dis-ease in the body, so we want to deliver these high concentrations, you know, in capsule form. But I still integrate golden milk into my diet every day, which is a little turmeric powder with honey and milk of your choice. So now, amazing, amazing herbs.
Now, do you feel that there are times when we need more of it and we can increase the dosage, or is a nice, slow, steady stream of it the best way?
Yeah, it's a great question. It really depends on, you know, what's happening in your system. So I think, especially looking at kids and children, I mean, gosh, in many cultures around the world, kids are eating, you know, in India, for example, they start them out in curry as soon as they're eating any food. So they get accustomed to the flavors of these spices early on. So I think the more you can do that every day, starting at an early point, is important. But there comes a time, and sadly most of the time when people start looking at herbs is when they're sick. And so this is definitely, you know, appropriate to take larger doses. And this is where, you know, New Chapter's concentration, where we use a really unique, it's called supercritical, but it's basically a carbon dioxide extraction that concentrates out the volatile oils, and then we combine that with a high-pressure water extraction that concentrates out all the other healing properties of that herb. So in the case of one turmeric, New Chapter's turmeric capsule, you're getting a tablespoon and a half of turmeric powder. So it is very, very concentrated. So it's a great go-to when you really need a higher dosage versus just doing a little bit of, you know, turmeric powder in your food. You're just not going to get the full benefit. So when you are dealing with disease in the body, inflammation, definitely it's appropriate to do larger concentrations of these herbs.
Yeah, someone just chimed in and she said, you thought said something about combining them. Can I use ginger and the turmeric together? And I'm a yes.
Yes, absolutely. That's actually one of my favorite protocols is those two. And the two of them together are in Zyflemin, so you could certainly take that formula. But a lot of times, if you're on a lot of pharmaceuticals, if you are a breastfeeding mom, there's a lot of herbs in Zyflemin that aren't studied. And so, you know, for people that are a little bit more cautious, you know, and going through a time of their life where they need to be, Zyflemin might not be as appropriate, even though I love that blend. As a breastfeeding mom, I actually ended up just taking our turmeric and our ginger in combination because they're two herbs that I know are safe, but I could still get the benefits of the synergy of combining them.
Now, the other thing is, when you start using them, do you have to take breaks off of these at all? You know, people always ask, do I need to rotate? Because there's things today that we take on and off, or we use only when we need them. Long-term benefits, I think, are amazing. How do you feel about just having just staying on them, not having to come off?
You know, really, you can stay on them ongoing. They're food, so, you know, but that said, there's a huge amount of research around benefits of intermittent fasting, right? Mm-hmm. Or, you know, even fasting for a day or a couple days and how that restarts the body. And so the same rule applies to herbs. Cycling anything is important, meaning, you know, maybe you do 6 days on and you take the seventh day off to rest your body. Maybe you do, you know, 5 days on and 2 days off, or maybe you do 2 weeks on and then 4 days off. You know, find what works for you, but no matter what you're doing for your health, for your body, I think it is really important to take a break and allow your system to integrate, you know, the healing that you've been doing. And the absolutely, I think the same applies for food and for meals. You know, fasting, taking a break from food for at least 12 hours a day really allows your body to reset. And so with herbs, you know, oftentimes we just forget to take it 1 day a week, and that works to, you know, help with that cycling mechanism. So I usually take my weekends off from my supplements.
You know, I had someone
one day.
I usually take off Sundays, you know, just for no reason, yeah, other than it gives my day. I think my body gets a chance to rest 1 day a week. So, you know, and maybe use up everything I've got built up, and then I start fresh again on Monday. And it's amazing how things just, when you take them on Monday again, you know, a day off, you notice them because you haven't had them in your system for a day or so. You know, you think to yourself, oh, this is good. You know, so I've always kind of traditionally done that for no reason other than, when I was younger, I just would forget on Sunday, so then I just made it a routine.
Exactly. And you think about, you know, you might be on the most amazing exercise regimen that you can possibly imagine, but when you do that every single day, your body will plateau. it's really important to recognize that, you know, the body actually builds muscle on those rest days. And so it's the same rule that really applies with supplements, is taking that break, you know, whether intentionally or by accident, taking a break can definitely help just reset the body and help you identify, you know, how well they're working and, yeah, and just feel good about going back on your protocol starting Monday morning.
Now, the other thing is a lot of people have routines and regimes that they're using. They like their supplements. They like what they're using. But they may be hearing, well, ginger and turmeric, this sounds really good. If I bring them in, will they play well with my program?
Yeah, these are, again, tonic herbs. So they're foods. They're safe to take really with anything else. The only contraindications when it comes to these herbs are blood-thinning medications, unfortunately, like Coumadin, Warfarin. And the reason for that is because ginger and turmeric can actually thin the blood. So they work and can increase the efficacy of your pharmaceuticals, and that can obviously be very dangerous. So, but as far as taking other vitamins or taking other herbs and supplements with them, they can be excellent adjuncts. So they work really well together.
We're talking today with Karina Toledo, and we're talking about products from New Chapter. I want everyone to know there's some great specials at the store. I talked to Marge, and she's got $4 off coupons that you can use on any of the products in the line. And she also has another coupon. It's a $10 off coupon when you buy two products. So they're both available at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back with Karina. We're talking New Chapter today and inflammation. Don't go away.
Did you know that the most common form of calcium supplement today is calcium carbonate, also known as limestone? You don't eat rocks as part of your balanced diet, so why would you choose to supplement your bone health nutritional needs with limestone? Our bodies understand and seek whole food sources of nutrition. New Chapter is proud to deliver Bone Strength Take Care, a calcium complex that delivers key bone health nutrients in the form of whole food, not rocks. Bone Strength Take Care also delivers key bone nourishing nutrients, including vitamins D3 and K2. Vitamin K2 is of critical importance as it ensures calcium is placed in the bone where it's needed and stays out of the arteries where it's not. Discover for yourself the whole food bone health alternative to rocks. Bone Strength Take Care, the best-selling natural bone health supplement in America. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston, in the Town and Country Center.
Is there something missing from your fish oil? If it's purified, it's probably missing a whole lot. Purified fish oils use chemical processing that can destroy the beneficial compounds, vitamins, and antioxidants your body looks for. Fortunately, there's Homega from New Chapter, a new whole food approach to fish oil. Homega is extra virgin to deliver nature's whole complement of vital omegas, including 3, 5, 6, 7, and 9s, along with natural vitamin D and powerful antioxidants. Homega is 100% sustainably caught wild Alaskan salmon, some of the cleanest and most pure fish stocks in the world. So chemical processing to deliver purity is simply not required. Homega by New Chapter, because the world's best fish oil doesn't come from scientists, it comes from the world's best fish.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston, in the Town and Country Center.
What is inflammation? Many people think that only joints are affected by inflammation. The truth is, the body's natural inflammatory response affects everyone and every major organ system. From bone health to heart health and beyond, whole body health calls for a healthy, whole body inflammation response, which is why New Chapter is proud to offer America's number one selling herbal for a healthy inflammation response, Zyflamin. Zyflamin is a whole new natural way to manage inflammation and a true scientific breakthrough. Zyflamin has been extensively researched and tested for a variety of health concerns by some of the most respected medical institutions in the world, with impressive results. Discover the power of Zyflamin for yourself. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston, in the Town and Country Center.
All right, we're back. I want to remind you to head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. Check out the full line of New Chapter products available every single day at the store. Remember, there are $4 off coupons to use on any product that you individually buy from New Chapter. And if you pick up two products, you can ask for a $10 off coupon to use on those two products. So there's a couple different kinds of coupons available, just depending on what you pick up from the store. Just ask them about the coupons available for New Chapter products. You'll find Stay Healthy at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center, right on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Today, we're talking with Karina Toledo, and we're talking about the New Chapter line. We're talking inflammation, and I think a lot of people, I have quite a few people chiming in, Karina. One wanted to know, they said that they talked to their doctor, even though they were on some pain meds, light amount of pain meds, and some anti-inflammatories, the doctor told them that they could go ahead and use the turmeric and other things that they're using along with it. And that's pretty good to hear that.
Absolutely. I think more and more doctors, you know, are seeing these studies, and they're very open and receptive to these herbs as tools because they see that they work. So they feel really confident now in saying that they are safe to take a combination. And it's such an excellent trend because, you know, people should not be afraid of using herbs. They are foods, and they've been used around the world for a millennia as a means of managing many of these health issues that we're seeing are so prevalent today because we're not integrating a diet of herbs and spices in this country.
Now, how do you feel about people using Zyflamend? You know, when I think Zyflamend, I mean, I recommend it to people all the time, you know, whether they have inflammation, whether they're sore. I like it because of the antioxidants, and the formula is beautiful. This product was way, way ahead of its time, you know, and here it is today. And now it's really, really timely. But I mean, it's been around for a while and just getting better and more necessary. How would you describe Zyflamend or the philosophy behind it?
So Zyflamend, because it's so clinically researched for pain, we're actually able to make the claim that it is an herbal approach to pain relief. That said, it also is just a great herbal antioxidant. I kind of think of it as like an herbal multi. You know, we take our vitamins and minerals every single day. We don't always know if they're working. We just kind of are taking them prophylactically. And Zyflamend can be used the same way. It's such a great go-to to ensure that you're taking these antioxidant herbs. Even if you don't have pain and inflammation yet, it's an excellent preventative. But if you do have pain, this is where Zyflamend really excels. Number of different studies that we've done on the immune system, on abnormal cell growth. There's a human clinical trial that was done on precancerous prostate cell tissue. You can go into PubMed.gov. Any of your guests can, or your customers can go onto PubMed.gov, and anyone, it's an open website, and can see all of the research done on Zyflamend, 24 published studies for immune response. One of the newest one is something called a WOMAC test, which is actually how pharmaceutical anti-inflammatory are tested. So basically, for 3 months, you give customers or people a placebo, or you give them Zyflamend. So in this study, we made sure to bring people in. People were brought in, I should say. It wasn't a New Chapter study, it's third party, that had pain upon walking. And so for 3 months, they took two a day of Zyflamend or placebo, and there was a statistically significant improvement in pain in a pretty short period of time. People that were actually on the Zyflamend were able to walk, I think the number was 134 feet farther than those that were on placebo without pain. So it's basically, it translated to, you know, after the study, the people that were taking Zyflamend were able to walk almost a half the distance of a football field without pain versus the group that had taken placebo. So we know that it is working for pain, but it's also just great to take every day for, you know, when you look at the role that inflammation plays in the long term for cancer progression, cardiovascular disease, potential Alzheimer's, you know, why not take this stuff every day?
you know, there's a lot of people out there looking for better mobility and better flexibility and, you know, better functioning of the joints. And, you know, and I think a lot of people will go into health food stores and they'll say, you know, I needed to hit something that could help my activity. You know, I know I need to be more active, but because it hurts so bad, I'm not able to be, and then I'm not getting the benefit. You know, and I think one thing about Zyflamend is Zyflamend really starts where the pain is basically residing and where it's starting, like going back to ground zero, you know, where the pain is actually initiating. Not as much as where it's out in the tissues. It does that as well, but it doesn't just deal with symptoms. It kind of gets to the pain source.
Yeah, you bring up such an excellent point, because a lot of anti-inflammatories, what they're doing is they're just targeting symptoms, right? So you might feel better when you're on them, but they're not necessarily helping your body heal. So most, and some of your people listening out there might have heard of, you know, COX-2 enzymes, for example, right? COX inhibitors are these pharmaceuticals that, you know, when you block COX, you stop the pain. But unfortunately, that's when you end up with a lot of side effects. You know, pharmaceutical anti-inflammatories, when you just shut off a mechanism in the body, you end up with side effects. Zyflamend is researched to modulate all of these different inflammatory enzymes in the body. When I say modulate, it's because you're never going to see 100% inhibition with our formulas. What you see is a modulation, about an 80 to 87% anti-inflammatory of these different enzyme pathways, allowing the body that small amount of healing mechanism, right, and the pain threshold needed to make sure you don't re-injure yourself. So it's usually about an 87% to 94% is the range of modulatory response with Zyflamend. But the other unique thing, and you hit the nail on the head when you said this, is that it also works on the starting point of inflammation. So they call it the inflammatory cascade. And if you think of it as like a waterfall, right, all of the water are these inflammatory enzymes that we might be familiar with, these different prostaglandins and mucosinoids. But the starting point of that water, the headwaters, are a marker called NF-kappa-B, and it's a gene. It's a protein messenger, and it turns on the body's mechanism, turns on all these inflammatory responses. We now know Zyflamend actually works on this starting mechanism. It communicates cellularly with the body's gene response. So basically, it's allowing it to be like a motion sensor. So if you use the analogy of, you know, a light switch, for example, you walk into your house, you know, after coming home for the day, you need to turn the lights on to do anything. Inflammation's the same way. If you have an injury, you need to turn the inflammation on to heal. But when you're done healing, you want to turn the inflammation off. Just like when you leave your house for the day, you don't want to leave your lights on all day or you'll have a high electric bill. So that electric bill is basically inflammation. So we need to make sure to turn off the lights, and that's what Zyflamend does. It turns on this inflammatory marker when we need to heal, but it allows it to turn off when we don't, which is completely unique to how pharmaceuticals work. So it's, even if someone is on pharmaceutical pain meds, it's a great combination. It's a great adjunct therapy.
Now, when you start using the Zyflamend, you know, we've talked about this before, you know, most of the dosages on there are really well established on the labels if you follow the dosages. But, you know, let's just say, you know, these are based on certain sized individuals. Let's say that you've got a lot of inflammation. You're trying to get active, but you've got an extra 50 to 100 pounds on your frame versus what the dosage was originally set for. Maybe start with the original dosage, and then can you be comfortable increasing the dose?
Yeah, I always say start with the original dose, mm-hmm. or even less than the original dose, because everybody responds differently. You know, starting out with maybe one with your first meal of the day, and then taking another one shortly after. You know, and if you're not seeing this response right away, then it is safe to increase the dose. Again, legally, you know, we have the dose on the label. We can't tell you to take more than that dose. But I do know Paul Schulich, you know, who formulated Zyflamend, would always tell me that, you know, he felt comfortable tripling the dose of Zyflamend during times of acute illness. Just like, you know, not to compare Zyflamend to a pharmaceutical, but just like if you have an injury, you're going to vary your dose of ibuprofen accordingly. You know, obviously there's a minimum dose and there's a maximum you can take, but there's a range in between. And so just recognize with herbs that maximum dose is not it's not reducing safety. It's, you know, obviously too much ibuprofen is just dangerous. But if you take too much Zyfoamen, it's not that it's dangerous, but you're going to have a diminishing return. Basically, it's not going to work for you after you go over a certain dose. So always recommend starting out with the smallest dose, but there is something of a loading dose, as they call it. If you have a mountain of inflammation that you've never addressed before and you're coming in to stay healthy and you want to try Zyfoamen to manage your pain, you can't expect to take, you know, two a day and it's going to go away overnight. It's going to take a long time at that two a day dose to make that big difference and take down that mountain of inflammation, whereas you could increase the dose slightly for a period of time to help get it under control more quickly. It's not to say that two a day won't be enough, and especially if you do weigh more, if you're 200 pounds, you know, going up to three a day or four a day certainly is safe to do, especially when you're dealing with an acute issue. You know, I can tell you just in conjecture, my husband, after he had to have back surgery 2 years ago, and of course he had a whole slew of pharmaceutical anti-inflammatories, naproxen, naprosyn, he just took Zyfoamen for his surgery recovery, had amazing results, but he did have to increase that dose. I think he was actually taking like eight a day, but he's 220, so just keeping that in mind.
Now, when you've been using it for a while, let's say that you were dealing with inflammation, you were dealing with some pain and some things that you were trying to, you know, kind of come at it from a more natural angle. And let's say you were using the dosage for a while and, you know, things just kind of fell in line and you were just feeling really good. Could you lower the dosage down like a maintenance?
Definitely. Yeah, I think the same applies. It's like, listen to your body. So many times I'll talk to people and they'll say, well, I didn't realize how well Zyfoamen was working for me until I stopped taking it. And the Zyfoamen is helping the body heal, so you are improving over time. But listen to your own body. I don't think you need to take mega doses, you know, ongoing. And that's the thing is with my husband, that dose I was mentioning, that was, you know, a week he was on that high. So, you know, taking a loading dose is really for a short period of time so you can really address this acute issue. And then once it gets back into harmony, you know, taking even one a day is great, one every other day, depending on what you're feeling, especially if you're young. And as you mentioned earlier, you might want to take Zyfoamen even if you don't have pain, just as an herbal antioxidant, as a preventative for all these other health issues, because you don't eat enough of these, you know, herbs like rosemary in your diet or turmeric or ginger. Zyfoamen also has holy basil for stress. It has an herb, huzang, that's nature's source of resveratrol, which is the antioxidant that we get from red wine, right? We're familiar with the French paradox and the antioxidants present in red wine that could be really beneficial for the heart, for anti-aging. So Zyfoamen is such a great go-to for all of these different health issues. So even if you just take one every other day, you know, as a preventative, it's a great go-to. So really listening to your body about the dosage that makes sense for you.
This question just came in. It says, I was on anti-inflammatories and pain meds for a long time, and I got off of them due to the fact that my liver enzymes were really, really high. Now, I want to try more of a natural alternative, but I still have some inflammation. The pain just getting a little bit better to handle. Would the Zyfoamen be better than the separate herbs?
You know, in terms of the research, Zyfoamen has such a powerful synergistic response, and it is of any of the other singles the most effective formula that New Chapter makes for inflammation, and it's the only one I've seen in health food stores that has all that clinical research on the starting mechanisms of inflammation on that NF-kappa-B marker, that light switch. So I think that would be a go-to versus just doing a turmeric or ginger. You know, that said, one of my favorite protocols is actually have two a day Zyfoamen, and then I add in an extra turmeric. And the reason for that is that because of the benefits of turmeric for air pollution specifically and detoxification, I find, you know, there's a lot of reasons why we have so much inflammation. It's not by any means just because we're out, you know, running marathons every day or we're, you know, eating cheeseburger and, you know, eating a horrible diet every day, a lot of the reason why so many of us have inflammation is pollution. Yeah. Breathing in air pollution, chlorine in our water. We live in a polluted world, and so I personally really find that a little extra turmeric can be an excellent way to help combat that, especially in areas that are more congested, that have more air pollution. Also, areas that are hot, you look at turmeric and ginger, and they have different properties. Ginger is a little more heating than turmeric. Las Vegas, for example, it gets pretty hot there in the middle of the summer. Turmeric can actually be a little bit more of a cooling herb. So I would recommend as a first product, and if there is just one that that customer would like to try, Zyphomem would be the starting point. But if they're able to add in a little extra turmeric, so like two a day Zyphomem, one turmeric, that's personally my favorite protocol.
Now, yeah, I'm just trying to read a question that just came in at the same time. She said she was at her doctor's yesterday, and her doctor is weaning her down off the anti-inflammatories, and she'll be off of them in about 2 weeks. But she's exercising now and doesn't want to end up in the same position she was in before. Her question is, when I'm off of the other one and I start the Zyphomend, I want to make sure that that's something I can just continue to use, which we already talked about in case she missed that, you know, but I think this is nice that she really wants to replace the prescription with a more natural way of protecting her body and increasing daily healing and circulation. And, you know, I think this is a really good philosophy, and I think it's a really good mindset.
Absolutely. I want to say congratulations to you for taking that step in your health and getting on a regimen for exercising and, you know, being willing to experiment with getting off the pain medication. It can be incredibly scary and challenging, and, you know, and the body has the ability to heal if we give it the tools. So I guess I would say, you know, excellent that you're working with your doctor, and, you know, definitely ask them about integrating herbs. You know, you don't have to wait until you're off of those pain meds to start introducing things like turmeric and ginger or Zyphomen into your protocol. In fact, they can make that transition much easier, especially because one of the most damaging things about pain medication pharmaceuticals is that it damages the liver. And again, we've been talking about the benefits of turmeric for the liver specifically. So not only if you introduce turmeric now, can it help with your exercise regimen at reducing inflammation that you're going to be experiencing, helping with the pain response as you get off of your pharmaceuticals, but it can also help with the detoxification mechanism of allowing the body to rid the system from the damaging effects that you might have felt from those pain meds.
The other thing I want people to take away from this is that these products are so well put together, and they use the highest quality ingredients, and a lot of time and a lot of energy and a lot of formulating and back to the drawing board went into these products. And I just think that they are so well put together. You know, people always say, I want to take something for my health, but I'd also like to feel it. I think you'll feel all the products from New Chapter, but I think Zyphomend is one that can change your body in so many different ways. And I wanted to save the story for this show when we talked about Zyphomend again. I had a friend that took it for her back, and she was taking it for a while. Her physical therapist loved the product, so she was getting great results. And because of it, she was able to do deeper therapy and get better repair work because she wasn't hurting as much during the therapy. And the funny thing was, she took it for a while, and she also had plantar fasciitis in the bottom of her feet that she just learned how to stretch and deal with in the morning. But that stopped hurting, and her headaches started getting better. And she had TMJ, and she noticed that her jaws weren't really sore in the morning. I call these radiated extra benefits that you weren't planning on getting. And that's one thing that I've always loved about our field, is that you can take something for one thing, and there might be a good chance that you're going to get benefit in areas you had no idea that you could be benefited in.
Exactly. I love hearing those testimonies. I mean, if there's one product, like you said, in the New Chapter line that time and time again I've heard people tell me it changed their lives, it's Zyphomend. I mean, it absolutely resets the entire system. I mean, again, using just my family as another example, I mean, my husband was taking massive doses of ibuprofen for years and years, you know, having a lot of injuries from college lacrosse, Division I lacrosse in college, and, you know, had to have back surgery and multiple knee surgeries. you know, was taking so much ibuprofen, burned a hole in his stomach. Long story short, I mean, Zifelman changed his life. And it's the one thing without fail that he always remembers to give himself every single morning. You know, I have to lay out his vitamins for him and his fish oil, but Zifelman, he will never forget.
You know, you, especially with guys, you know, if we find something that works, we want it. You know, and we'll be the first to talk about it and stop people on the street and talk about it. But otherwise, we won't say much at all. But if we find something that makes us feel different, I guarantee you we're going to chat about it.
Exactly.
You know, anything you want to say in closing before we finish up here?
No, just thank you so much for having me. And yes, I love to talk about Zifelman because the benefits of it are just so vast. And it is a formula that's very intentionally put together. And keeping in mind, these herbs are all beneficial, but what really distinguishes New Chapter is, of course, our sourcing of these herbs, but also the concentration that we use when we deliver multiple types of extraction and we deliver them in a whole food model. So you're not just getting isolated curcumin from turmeric, you're getting everything in that plant that's beneficial, including turmerones. We don't standardize, but we concentrate. And so the formulas work for people, but they're also safe and they honor the wisdom that nature created these herbs with.
I think that's perfect. Thank you so much for being here today. And I look forward to our next chat. And be well and stay healthy.
Thank you so much. You too. Have a wonderful day, Jeff. Thank you, everyone out there.
My guest today, Karina Toledo, representing New Chapter, and of course, always bringing great information. I think that sometimes we learn that information is more vital than we think, and it's even better when it kind of hits home. So a lot of us are dealing with inflammation today. A lot of us are looking for preventive ways of dealing with our inflammatory response. And you'll be surprised when you share these with your medical practitioner how many times they are on board. And that's a wonderful thing. So check out the full line of products from New Chapter. Ask for your $4 off coupon that you can use on a product that you buy in the New Chapter line. If you pick up two products, you can ask for the $10 off coupon that they have there at the store. Pretty cool cooperation between New Chapter and Stay Healthy. Remember to ask to enter and win the gift basket of the month, which is definitely available for you to check out and take a look at. I think you will find it to be quite effective. You're going to be able to get a whole bunch of products in that gift basket if you win. Sometimes it's really nice because we can restock our cabinets. And sometimes it's pretty cool to be able to hand it out to other friends and family members and let them try some of the wonderful things that are available as well. So definitely check out all the good things that are available at Stay Healthy. You're going to love this store. They're in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer. They are a full-service store with the best of the best every day. A fully packed store with the best products, great prices, and only the best of the best in every category. The most knowledgeable staff. You just can't really find all of this anywhere else in one location. That's why they've been here as long as they have. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to check out their webpage. Make sure to enter your email on their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. This way, once you do, you'll be getting newsletters and coupons and good stuff. They'll be able to stay in touch with you. And of course, you can stay in touch with them every day by liking, give them a thumbs up on their Facebook page. Their posts are awesome. I take posts from there all the time and share it on my page, Dr. Jeffrey Burke, because, I don't know, they find good stuff. So you want to be able to read through that and stay in touch. Plus, you know, if you like their webpage, you know, you're going to get information and industry articles, and you will further your knowledge so you can make better, wiser, healthier decisions. Remember, Monday through Friday, the store is open 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. One more time, the address, 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. That's on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. I want to thank everyone for taking the time to tune in. Awesome information with Karina today representing New Chapter. New Chapter's got great standing in the industry. Their products are available at Stay Healthy, and they are very relevant products for today's world. Their turmeric, their ginger, so many of their other products, and of course the Zifelman, one of my favorite products in their line. was really well created long before its time, because today is the time when we are living in a world full of inflammation, and we need to have it, but we need to manage it. So we need to make sure that it's under control. So pick up the Zyplamen, pick up the turmeric, pick up the ginger, any of the other things that you like in their line. Ask for the coupons, $4 off coupon on one product. If you pick up two, you can ask for a $10 off coupon. And remember to enter and win for the gift basket of the month. Check out their line. I hope you have a great day. I hope this was some good information for you. And maybe you learned a little bit about inflammation today. Have a great day. Be healthy. And God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburk.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.